Welcome back to the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast, where we dive deep into the bits and bytes of the tech world. I'm Alex, your guide to all things technical, and sometimes, just a bit nerdy.
And I'm Jamie, here to ask the questions you're screaming at your device, hoping for an answer. Today, we're unraveling the mysteries of unit testing strategies that make your code as reliable as that old Nokia phone we all miss.
Ah, the indestructible brick. But before we dive into the world of unit testing, a quick shout out to our listeners for smashing that subscribe button. Your support means the world to us and keeps our code compiling.
Right, let's get into it. Alex, kick us off with what unit testing actually is, and please keep it simple for us mere mortals.
All right, Jamie, imagine you've built a giant robot. Now, you wouldn't want to test it by fighting Godzilla right away, right? You'd want to check if each part, like the laser eyes and rocket fists, work on their own. That's unit testing, making sure each small piece of your code, typically functions or methods, works perfectly in isolation before you let them play together.
Got it. Laser eyes need to laser and rocket fists need to rocket. But why can't we just test everything together? Why the need for isolation?
Good question. Testing everything together is like trying to find a needle in a haystack while blindfolded. By testing in isolation, we can quickly pinpoint issues without the interference of other components. It's all about making debugging easier and making sure each unit does what it's supposed to do.
Makes sense. So how do we ensure our unit tests are up to snuff?
There are a few key strategies. Firstly, keep your tests isolated. Use mocking and dependency injection to fake external interactions like database calls or API requests. This way, you're testing the logic, not the integration.
Mocking? So we're essentially creating a stunt double for our database or API?
Exactly. A stunt double that follows your every command. It allows you to test how your code reacts to different responses without making actual calls.
Clever. And I've heard about this AAA pattern in unit testing. Care to elaborate?
Sure thing. AAA stands for Arrange, Act, Assert. First, you arrange your inputs and environment, then act by calling the method or function under test, and finally, assert that the outcome is what you expected. It's like directing a scene in a movie.
Sounds like a winning formula. But I can imagine things getting messy with larger projects.
Indeed, which is why organization and consistency are key. Group tests by domain or feature, use descriptive names, and integrate your tests into your continuous integration and continuous deployment, or CI/CD pipelines. This way, every code commit is automatically tested, ensuring bugs are caught early and often.
Automation for the win. But what about the pitfalls? I'm sure there are dragons lurking in the shadows.
Dragons, indeed. One major pitfall is overmocking, which can lead to tests that pass with flying colors but fail in the real world. It's like passing a driving test in a video game and then crashing in a real car.
Not ideal. So balance is key. Keep your tests grounded in reality.
Precisely. And don't forget to test for edge cases, not just the happy paths. It's like checking if your robot can handle a rainy day, not just sunny ones.
Solid advice. As we wrap up, any final thoughts for our listeners embarking on their unit testing journey?
Remember, unit testing is about building confidence in your code. It's not just about chasing high coverage percentages. Focus on meaningful tests that contribute to the stability and reliability of your application. And most importantly, treat your test code with as much respect as your production code.
Wise words, Alex. Thanks for decoding the art of unit testing with me today. And a huge thank you to our listeners for tuning in. Don't forget to hit subscribe for more tech deep dives.
Happy testing, and may your code be bug-free and your robots mighty. Until next time, this is Alex.
And Jamie, signing off from the Nerd Level Tech AI Cast. Keep nerding out, folks.